The Crazy Old Man of the Sand Dunes on this moment of Indiana history. Sepia photos of gliders amidst a landscape of sand dunes instantly evoke the Wright brothers' pioneering flights at Kitty Hawk in 1901. 5 years earlier, however, the Indiana Dunes set the scene for experiments with gliders that served as the model for the first successful motorized planes. Having overseen many significant mid-century railroad projects, French-born civil engineer Octave Chanute began charting aeronautical innovation around the age of 60. Convinced that achieving stability was essential before motorizing a flying machine, in June 1896, Chanute brought four colleagues to Miller Beach on Lake Michigan in present-day Gary to test his theories. Though Chanute himself never flew, the biplane glider he designed and tested there, which applied the principles of the truss bridge, became the industry prototype. Attempting to keep a low profile, Chanute and his crew nonetheless attracted the attention of the media and locals, who told tales about the crazy old man of the sand dunes, including the rumor that he thatched his glider's wings with chicken feathers. Legend aside, the 10-year correspondence between Octave Chanute and Wilbur Wright is well documented, revealing a mutual respect. Chanute visited Kitty Hawk to witness the Wright brothers' experiments each summer from 1901 through 1903. Now part of Marquette Park, the site of Chanute's first flights is marked by a bronze plaque memorializing the father of aviation. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.